Well, good morning, everybody, and Merry Christmas Day to everyone. It's great to see you all. So I'm just going to talk to you for a minute about the reading from the first reading that we heard from the book of the prophet Isaiah. And as we need to remind ourselves from time to time, Jesus is in the Bible from beginning to end. It includes the Old Testament. So we're going to talk about Isaiah for a minute here. Many years ago, when I was a seminarian, and I was, I don't know what was going on with me. Things had been going very well, I think, in my life and my studies. And I kind of hit sort of a rough spot. I can't quite entirely remember what it was, but I hit kind of a rough spot. And I had a good relationship with one of my professors who was also the Anglican chaplain. He was a guy from Texas. Really, really liked him. And I was walking down the hallway one day, and he ran into me and he said, Well, how are you doing? And I'm going, I'm not so good. I'm not really pleased with the direction my life is taking at this particular moment. And he stopped and he said to me, well, I'm surprised because I think of you as someone who is about to blossom. And apparently that really stuck with me, because I'm telling you this story 40 years later. Really stuck me. It's amazing how somebody can say something to you at the right time, and it just absolutely stays with you. There's a little bit of inspiration of the Holy Spirit in that. The reason I think of this is that was a difficult time, and he gave me this word of hope, which maybe didn't just describe something, and maybe it helped make something happen. So the reason I think about this is a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, from the ninth chapter. As you have heard, and it's a familiar chapter, and it's hopeful. Problem is that the book of the prophet Isaiah is divided into either two or three parts, depending on how one you want to argue. We'll say, for the sake of argument, it's divided into two parts. And the first part of the book of the prophet Isaiah is like this: you're all doomed. I'm putting that humorously, but you're all doomed, and not just for no reason at all. The people God had sent prophets and had tried to restore them to faithfulness, and their society was a mess. There was injustice. There was idolatry. People were treating each other horribly. Abiding by the law didn't just mean following regulations. It meant treating people fairly and justly and lovingly. And so first part of the prophet Isaiah is that. It's kind of like, okay, you guys, I have bucked up. You know, this is it. I'm serious here. And it's kind of like, well, you're doomed, you know, if you don't listen. And the second part of the book of the prophet Isaiah is kind of like, as we heard it last night, you know, set a watchman on the walls and look, because the glory of the Lord is about to come upon you, and he's going to restore Jerusalem after 70 years and more than your wildest dreams. All the hopes of Israel are going to come true in a very unexpected situation in which people are, I think, you're really broken down. He says, that's okay. You know, set a watchman, have them watch, because something spectacular is going to happen. So you kind of see these two parts of the prophet Isaiah, two parts of prophet Isaiah. You know, the second part being, you know, comfort ye, speak comfortably to my people, tell them that their time of their warfare is ended, right? That's very familiar to us. The thing is, though, that the strange thing is that in this first part of Isaiah, which is you're all doomed, which is kind of consistent, we have this little bit, chapter 9, in which it says, comfort ye, my people. Speak comfortably to Jerusalem. Tell them that their time of their warfare is ended. You know, it's kind of like, oh, it's almost like it doesn't belong there. I don't know if you know that, Christmas carol in the bleak midwinter? Do people sing it here? Yeah, it's an interesting carol. I'm still working out my feelings towards that carol, but it does describe it very well in that it says in the bleak, the words are powerful, in the bleak midwinter. And then it talks about how cold it was. What is it? Is it stone on stone? What are the words exactly? Something like that, eh? It's a pretty bleak, really meant to convey a very bleak situation. And the middle of this bleakness, the carol tells us, and the scripture tells us, that's when Jesus decided to appear. When there was absolutely, you kind of want to say to him, well, I'm sorry, you've just showed up in the wrong part of the story. You know, the plot has not developed to the point where you should appear at this point. It's unexpectedly in the wrong part of the story. And there he is. In fact, we even have a quote from this part of Isaiah at the very beginning of Matthew. And you're going, how does that work? Anyway, no preparation. So here's the thing. The Lord has all kinds of things to say to us. And sometimes he has words of difficulty to say to us, as in the first part of Isaiah. No, that's true. We all know that's true. He confronts us, right? He has times of joy that he shares with us as well. But he's not confined by that. And the truth is that in the very most, in worst and most difficult of circumstances, when we can see absolutely no word, no reason for encouragement, the Lord can stop us in the hallway and say, I see you as someone about to blossom. You know what? Things may look bad now, but I got to tell you, comfort ye, my people. Speak comfortably to Jerusalem in the worst of times, which demonstrates something, and that is, there's a lot we don't understand about the way God is doing the way he's thinking. And that, in fact, there is a promise hidden even in the times that are most, most difficult. I mean, we could think of now, for example, the last 2 years. There's a promise hidden even in the most difficult times. And the promise is this. We see it in Isaiah. It's a very simple promise. It's this. Emmanuel. God with us, even when we aren't expecting him or there's no signs or whatever, saying God with us. And you may be about to bloom in ways that you cannot even possibly conceive, and there's no good reason for. I guess my professor was right. As I said, I think his words, one of the things his words did to me was not just try and encourage me. I think his words actually had an effect on me, as the words of the Bible don't just describe our situation. They are words of power, which have an effect on us because they are taken. They're used by God's Spirit to speak to our hearts directly. So today I say to you that no matter what's going on, no matter how, today's Christmas Day, so it's nothing but celebration, no matter how many difficult things may have been over the last 2 years, and we're still a little uncertain, God has a message for us, even in difficulty, and that is, I see you as someone about to blossom. Comfort my people. Your time of warfare is ended. Amen.